David Flitcroft. So, David, your assessment of today, please.
Obviously, it's been a difficult afternoon. You know, to concede and not win at home, but to concede four goals is as disappointing afternoon as you get. Trying to dissect it 20 minutes after the game, and you know, I think we've had 22 attempts on goal, not enough on target. Conversion rate was poor, where their conversion rate was outstanding. I thought Niall Ranger and Cox, every time, you know, they threatened our box, they looked like they would score. And I think they've had eight shots on goal and six on target. So they've converted today, and you know, we've conceded poor goals through poor defending.
But I suppose anybody seeing the result, Dave, he's about to go, oh, well beaten at home. But you played some terrific football. It was just that cutting edge which looked to be missing.
We, you know, you're going 1-0 down and then 2-0 down. The penalty give us the momentum. And then first half, you know, we kept probing, creating a lot of chances, Jim. But, you know, you've got to score at them key moments in any football match. And they have done. You know, and we didn't. And we weren't ruthless enough, certainly in both boxes. The approach play was good at times, and we threatened, and you know, but if you only threaten and you don't, you know, there's too many jabs today as opposed to knockout blows, and we've had chances to win that game, you know, but you're not going to win a football match if you're conceding four goals.
So you're a young man, but you're an experienced manager. You know, after seven defeats, people are going to be putting a bit of pressure on you. How do you cope with that, David? How do you deal with it, the pressure?
Listen, Jim, pressure, you know, I've already been at the lowest point in my life 8 years ago, you know, so come back from that, got a sack at Barnsley, come back from that, you know, so you know, we'll fight, we'll dig in. I've been taught by my dad to always front people up, be out there in the open, and you know, people know where I am, and you know, we'll keep driving and trying to drive the thing forward, and you're never out of a fight, you know, until you've had your last breath. And that's my view on it. I saw a group of players that tried to give us everything, and you know, they have, you know, while we've been on this really poor run, and they're still fighting, this group of players, and they're still fighting for the football club. And like you said, Jim, you know, a 4-1 result to people who's not been here looks like a battering, but it certainly wasn't that today.
But you've been there, done it, and bought the T-shirt. How do you keep the pressure off the younger lads, then?
You make sure that you they've not got that experience, and you make sure that you, through your experiences and the experienced players, you know, that we share together, we support. Listen, every time I've had a bad time in my life, I've got a fantastic family. I get support by them, unconditional support, and you know, it's dead easy to go running and go missing in the bad times, and people enjoying the good times and the wins. You know who's around you. You know who's supporting you in the bad times, and that's what I'll be looking closely at. Anyone who you know, shows any victim behaviour, you know, we'll make sure we get around them and support them, and make sure that they're still fighting.
What's the situation on the injuries front, Dave?
They've moved from sort of inside the gym now. They've gone outside. They're doing a lot of field-based training, doing plenty of more work outside. Pulpy's probably 2 weeks off. He'd probably be 3 weeks, but knowing Pulpy, we'll hopefully get him back a week earlier because of his tolerance levels, and you know, he's a tough boy. Ishmael Miller, you know, we got close this week, and we just couldn't push him through the last bit. So, you know, we might have him sometime next week, and they'll certainly start clearing up. John has been the one that I've really missed down this, you know, down this right-hand side, and he's still maybe 2 weeks away.